Reading Chelsea in our favorite Morning Show Topics podcast. All right, Chels, what was your favorite topic from this morning?
Oh, man, it's really tough to say here. Nope, not Yellow Weasel. Okay, go.
We had the paint. You didn't pick one before we started this?
It definitely is the paint.
It's the paint, okay.
Because I thought it was red. So if you want to increase the value of your home, what can you paint your door?
Front door.
Front door. Your outside front door.
Yep.
I thought it was red or maroon or cranberry or something.
Cranberry.
But it turns out it is gray. Shadowy gray. Charcoal gray.
Smoky black.
Smoky black.
Rich jet black.
And I enjoy the black decor,
black,
gray decor right now.
Black?
So I'm loving it.
Really?
Yeah.
On a front door?
I don't know, Reed.
Oh.
I wouldn't do black. I would do
like
gray.
Like a hole in your house. The house is sold for over $6,200 more than expected when you just changed the front door.
Yeah.
So if you're looking
That's
to...
That's crazy.
That is amazing.
And if you see a black door and you're going to an open house, run the other way.
Oh, because it's too expensive?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, if you just painted your...
Good job.
...house a black front door, then Chelsea is not on your side. I said I would do it over the years, so I will tell the story quickly about the kid who was oblivious to his parents at the Packer game a couple days ago. Didn't talk about this yesterday, but talked about it this morning. There was a dad who got a bucket of popcorn, family size. Chelsea guessed it probably cost $40 at Lambeau, but she doesn't know for sure as she gives me that look over there.
I haven't been to Lambeau in like 10 years, so don't take anything I say seriously. Total eclipse of the fart.
Yeah, it had been a couple of years since I had been at Lambeau too this year. So anyway, went and watched this thing unfold where this dad is weaving through everybody standing up, trying to get to his seat, hands the bucket of popcorn to his 10-year-old son, and just kind of looks at his wife like, oh, that was exhausting, but I finally made it. Whew, that was good. Settles down, kind of puts the other stuff down, looks over, and this probably 10-year-old kid, cold out, snot running down his nose, is eating the popcorn with his mouth. That thing where you lick the popcorn up, you don't actually use your fingers. The dad and mom both locked eyes in a moment of, you've got to be kidding me right now. It just took me 20 minutes to get through everybody. And the mom gave him the look, which a lot of women have given guys over the course of history, that was, you better let this one go. So the dad threw his hands up, looked the other way. Mom ate the popcorn, which you would never eat the popcorn, Chelsea, right? Even if it was your own kid, you still wouldn't eat. You saying, I don't know, doesn't do anything
I
on a podcast.
I don't know.
Okay, you got to say it in
the mic. I don't know. You
haven't met your kid.
Haven't had a bond with a person like that before, besides you.
Thank you. Would you eat it if it was me?
I would honestly stick my paw in there, throw the snot to the guy behind me,
and
eat the popcorn.
You'd let the top layer get done.
Yeah, I'd throw that down.
Mom was fine. Dad was like, there's no chance I'm going to touch that pop. He was very upset. There's a lot of popcorn that he didn't get his hands on. All right, that's it for our podcast.
How can you eat the popcorn with your gloves on?
Well, yeah, take it off, I guess.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow for Wednesday.